broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for February the 11th. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Wow, man, have we got a lot going on, huh? February the 11th already, ladies and gentlemen. Time flies when you're having fun. The good doctor's in the house, Dr. Scott Bradley. His whole lifelong goal to preserve the nation, his collegiate series to match to preserve the nation, all found at freedomsrisingsun.com. And welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you very much. It's another end of a work week for a lot of people. So time flies just amazingly.
Yeah, they say TGIF. Thank goodness it's Friday, right?
Yeah, I think so. But honestly... It seems like in today's world, the days kind of run together a lot. I mean, there's even the weekends. A lot of people don't seem to kind of take a break on the Mondays. I talked to somebody the other day. On Sunday. I talked to somebody the other day that it was on Sunday, and they don't practice any religious habits. And they said their Sundays are the same as any other part of the week, you know, and they do work if need be or go play or whatever. It's interesting how some people are really kind of getting in that mode, and Sundays no longer even are set apart for any kind of, you know, commemoration of remembrance of godly things and stuff like that. So a lot of people nowadays are running their work weeks 7 days a week, and there's just a ho-hum every day, you know.
You got that right, but ho-hum is about to change, ladies and gentlemen. You know the trucker thing going on in Canada. And you know what? We support people's right to peacefully assemble, ladies and gentlemen. But what's happening with the truckers, although they have every right to do this, a lot of the truckers are unionized, which is a big problem in and of itself. I don't want to go down that road except to say a lot of it's not the free market at work as you believe. But furthermore, people have the right to freedom to associate as they choose, et cetera, et cetera. But now the government's literally calling these truckers' events in Canada insurrection. I disagree with that completely, but yet, how long will the peaceful assembly remain peaceful? Right now, they're having barbecues and, you know, they're having bounce houses for the kids and all this kind of stuff. But how long will it be until it goes south? How long till it be till government provocateurs infiltrate the truckers' genuine attempt to have a redress of grievance and a peaceful assemblage turn into a fiasco of epic proportions? Not only violence in the streets, not only government-forced crackdowns, that's coming. I pray that it doesn't, but predicted that it will. The United States already telling Canada to get a handle on this and do it fast. Literally bridges between the two countries closed down. The southern border leaks like a sieve. The northern border's locked down over this kind of stuff. How long will it remain peaceful? And then, how long till it affects the average American's life? How long till it affects your ability to get food and clothing and needful materials for your business and so on and so on? We ain't seen nothing yet, doctor.
Yeah, you sure do raise a lot of issues on this thing.
I know how to set it up, huh?
Yeah. It's kind of like, well, roll the dice. Let's see what comes up here. Actually, we're hearing March 1st, they're going to start a cross-country trek. We're hearing that many will be starting in Seattle, but I suspect that others will be starting in L.A. and San Francisco. I mean, there's main arteries, you know, 90 and 80 and 70 and 40 all across the United States, the freeway system. So, and there are enough truckers that basically they could take up all those arteries. You know, we've been the last couple of years, I think that the powers that be have been trying to prepare us for a Soviet-style economy with shortages and you know, the kind of thing where in America in the past we've felt abundance was always ours, and it always has been. This has been a blessed land. But I think that the truckers efforts on this part to get the attention of the powers that be. I think it really truly could result in some major shortages. I think word to the wise, to get some preparation going. I think that if people had food storage that lasted a month at least, I mean, I personally believe in a lot longer than that. In fact, when Joseph in Egypt started out, it was a 7-year program. And so 7-year, 3-year, 1 year, 1 month. I mean, some Americans today, if they have 1 day, they think they're stocked. You know, they got a couple of cans of soup and maybe a little hamburger in the fridge. But the fact is that this has kind of been a long time coming. I, too, am very concerned about provocateurs. That is always how things have been handled in the United States by federal agents. And it's not the only place it's been handled. I mean, you look at what's gone down. You look at the Reichstag fire that happened in 1933, February of 1933, actually. We talked a little bit about that, how it was used to ratchet down on the German people. With, in my personal opinion, it was a setup, a con game, or whatever, you know. They tried to blame it on a kind of a mentally retarded communist that did everything. But honestly, I believe that Hitler was taking full advantage, just as the powers that be do now, to never let a crisis pass without getting full value out of it. So provocateurs, I assume, will be in this. I assume that they were there, for example, in the January 6th thing in 2021. And they'll be there in full force in this. And you worry about violence. But to me, here's kind of an interesting thought. We've talked about it before, so maybe your listeners have kind of given some more thought to this than most Americans have. That the First Amendment really was there, this idea of religion, first of all, is absolutely essential. That's premier, if you will, in this country, our recognition of the hand of God. But this idea of the freedom of speech, the freedom of the press, the right of the people to peaceably assemble, to petition the government, every single one of those had to do with political issues. You know, this idea of speech in the press, we've lost the concept that was there as to allow and make certain that nobody got shut down like they're doing almost across the board, the big tech companies and the powers that be, you know, the deep state and those that hold office are attempting to constrain free exchange of information of things that are risky to us today. We need to understand that those were there to give the voice of warning, to say, hey, wait, look what they're doing to us now, so that the people could respond and correct a rogue government, if you will. And you know, the courts and the legislatures and in practice, they have spun this completely differently. They say obscene and vulgar and crude is what reigns under this First Amendment stuff of speech and press, assembly in nude bars or whatever, you know. But the fact of the matter is, that was the farthest thing from the American Founding Fathers' minds. They wanted us to be able to use the press and our speech and our assembly, all of those things, to raise a voice of warning about things that are running amok governmentally and prevent them from getting a hold on us. And that isn't how they're being interpreted today. They've spun them in terms of obscenity and vulgarness that has undermined the foundation of society ultimately, and they're trying to shut down political speech. I mean, you look at, for example, I've run for political office a few times, and the prior constraint that's placed upon candidates on their inability to speak about certain subjects, voting records and so on other individuals that currently hold office in certain windows before the election. They're saying, no, you can't bring up the absurd, wicked things that they're doing in your campaign because that might cost them votes. Oh, no. So the federal election laws are written as incumbent protection laws, basically, to prevent candidates that are riled up about what's happening from really being able to give a full exposure of the wickedness of those that are in office. And so it's upside down and backwards. It's flipped. It's a complete perversion of what the First Amendment was about. It was about preserving our liberty by raising the voice of warning. It had nothing to do with obscenity and lewdness. So, yeah, these truckers are exercising their freedom of speech and press and assembly and all those kinds of things. But I suspect that there will be provocateurs that will be in the middle of it. Whether it was, well, you look back at the Oak City bombing, for example, with Timothy McVeigh and those guys. You look back at what happened at Ruby Ridge. You look back at what happened in the people down in Waco and how things happened on the 6th of January, 2021.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Dr. Scott Bradley on your radio. We're talking about the U.S. trucker convoy to Washington gathers steam. The Department of Homeland Security putting out a memo. We'll talk about that coming up, too. I'm telling you, they're gearing for intentional violence. Whether the truckers know or not, we'll talk about it in seconds on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's advanced distance education program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Dr. Scott Bradley with me, ladies and gentlemen. Are they setting us up to have a, quote, communist style, a Soviet style economy where you have shortages and everything else everywhere? Yeah, right now you've got this vaccine movement and there's a lot of pushback and the government doesn't like the pushback, so they've dubbed everybody pushing back terrorists. Now the U.S. trucker convoy, ladies and gentlemen, heading from L.A. to Washington is gathering steam. They're kicking it off. But the Department of Homeland Security, now no doubt that's an unconstitutional agency, I mind you, created by the Republicans. But the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is warning law enforcement partners. Now, did you know they had law enforcement partners? Of planned demonstrations among truckers and truck drivers to protest the vaccine mandates. They say that it could disrupt both the Super Bowl coming up this Sunday and Joe Biden's first State of the Union address on March 1st. Now, you look at secret spending and dark money, and you look at this whole thing, and you go, man, the government's already warning of violence, of disruptions, of shortages, of, and the headlines are screaming, the border's locked down. Car manufacturers can't get the parts they need, and so on and so on. They're setting the stage for this to become provocateur, violent, and to disrupt the American people. They're going to use this as the next crisis if they can. What I don't know is how many of the truckers are aware of it. I don't believe most truckers are aware of it. I think they're doing a good job. They're wanting to peacefully assemble. They're wanting to have a redress of grievances. They're trying to show their displeasure. You know, the bikers have done this. Truckers have done this from time to time. I think many of them have genuine intentions. But I also believe the union at the top is in bed with government like nobody's business, a.k.a. the relations board is where they get their that's where kind of the confluence of government and union get in bed together. But they betray the rank and file union member in the process. But the bottom line is you look at this and I say this is basically going to be a planned insurrection, whether the truckers know it or not. Now, a lot of patriots are praising them and their right to peacefully assemble. And I started out doing the same thing. But as I look at this more, I believe this is a planned manipulation. This is a planned, it's going to go off the rails somehow. There can be no good end to this. It's the Hegelian dialectic worked to perfection, Dr. Bradley.
Well, I hope and pray that you're wrong about the nefarious schemes of those that are sitting at the head of the government. I do believe that the vast majority of the truckers that are there have pure intentions of being able to raise attention to the challenges. And I believe that there will be an attempt to manipulate and to foster and fester and everything like that. The things that will bring about a hard response by government agencies. You know, there's been examples in Canada where they've tried to, bring in wreckers and move the trucks, and the police have come in and ordered them to disperse. I suspect that those will be more forcefully executed in the United States because we have a more forceful regime. I mean, the Trudeau regime in Canada is a weak-kneed sister compared to the organization that's found in the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA and all that kind of stuff. It's a little unknown factor to me. This idea of the police. I mean, I don't know if you saw that the Royal Canadian Mounted Police guy that was on Trudeau's security staff that resigned his position, saying he couldn't do it anymore. I mean, I hope that people that are wearing the blue, if you will come to understand when the tyranny is being implemented, their job is not to support their job is not to be the Praetorian Guard, the palace guard. Their job is to stand with principle and uphold the foundational things that this nation was established under in regards to liberty and proper government. I remember, there was a guy I knew that had just got back from Southeast Asia, a tour of duty there, and he and many others were called to respond in Washington, D.C. to the moratorium on the war that was going on there. Some people that were around during that time might remember some of that stuff. And he told me about forming up, if I recall correctly, he and his group were at the Lincoln Memorial. I mean, they were in their web gear, helmets, M16s, the whole nine yards, and they were going to march on those that were basically saying, hey, look, we got to rethink this Vietnam War thing, unconstitutional, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it was a big hippie movement and everything. But he told me that as they were forming up, he had just come out of war. He saw the face of war up close and personal. He saw the ugliness of it. And he became sick to his stomach to the point he couldn't stop throwing up. He was relieved of his duty that day because of, having to go to sick leave or sick bay. But he volunteered to another tour in Southeast Asia rather than march on fellow Americans. He had enough integrity to say, I will not fix my bayonet against Americans. And he just it's sickening to the point to see that, that might come to our country and he might have a role to play in that. He ended up spending quite a bit of time in the hospital after this tour, that second tour. But the point of the matter is, it would seem that there will be Americans that will be loyal to the cause of liberty. You would hope, you would pray. I just don't know at this point. I think the wise people, the people, if you will, at the end of the pipe, would be wise to go about a reasoned preparation so that they might be able to have fuel and food and water, possibly. I mean, if we have power outages, their water may not flow. By the way, that's one of the ways that you inflict your greatest amount of casualties on a foreign power when you attack them. You take out their infrastructure, their power. It takes out their sewer treatment plants. It takes out their ability to work in hospitals. It takes out their ability to treat the most vulnerable. And consequently, when we do that kind of stuff in Iraq or Afghanistan, for example, the greatest number of collateral damage of casualties, even though they're not explosively destroyed, is the most vulnerable, the littlest and the oldest of the peoples of the population, where they suffer because sanitation suffers. Now, I'm not saying all of the sewer systems in the United States are going to go down because of this, but people don't understand how totally dependent we are on a kind of a networked and interwoven infrastructure. So,
and a very fragile one at that, ladies and gentlemen, as you saw in Texas last year, how the cold melted down their whole power system, ladies and gentlemen. So you see how fragile it is. And when we talk about these truckers, I agree with Dr. Bradley that most of them have benevolent good intentions, but I believe that they're going to be betrayed in a Hegelian dialectic, ladies and gentlemen. You say, why do I say that? I believe the government is setting the stage. They're warning law enforcement, hey, this is going to go off the rails. But how much of that is a warning or a prediction or a promise, right? You say, okay, what about the money? You know, there's money that the truckers need to keep it up, to fill their tanks, to stay there, to run their trucks, to et cetera, et cetera. Well, they raised a bunch of money via what's that group?
GoFundMe. GoFundMe.
GoFundMe. And GoFundMe first basically let them raise the money. Then they basically pulled the rug out from under them and said, hey, we're not going to let you have the money. We're going to give it to charity. Then they came back and said, oh, well, we're not really going to give it to charity. We're just going to refund it. So GoFundMe got shut down. Well, then they went to GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo trying to stay strong, but headline, court freezes $8 million for Freedom Convoy on GiveSendGo. So now you got the government again in the middle of it, freezing the money. Well, while this is all happening, you have government dark money. And we've documented this government dark money and its provocateur agenda over and over via George Soros, Bill and Hillary Clinton. Okay, James O'Keefe and others have gone undercover video and documented this. You've got riots all over the country last year led by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And Black Lives Matter raised almost $100 million and nobody interfered with their raising of money. Secret spending and dark money, ladies and gentlemen. They decried dark money in politics, these deep staters, but yet, you know what? They used it to create a false election and put resident Biden there. He's not the president. He's just the resident right now because of fraud. We bring this up. They say, you're a terrorist. We bring up, hey, we don't want to take the experimental vaccine. You're a terrorist. I'm telling you, they wouldn't allow us to raise money over and over and over. Well, I'll tell you how the PSYOP's working. They're allowing us to raise money to see how much money we can raise. We raised $8 million the first time with GoFundMe. That got shut down. Second time, $8 million again. Give, send, go. We'll talk about it in seconds, ladies and gentlemen.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation is the decline of purchasing power of a given currency over time. America's inflation rose to 7.5% in January. That's the highest level since February of 1982. Edgewell CEO Rod Little on CNBC says there's a silver lining to be had.
Yeah, the good news is the new inflation peak we're seeing is primarily around materials. And so we've talked about resins in the past being significantly up. This last round, chemicals, specifically chemicals that go into the sun care formulations, are the big drivers.
President Biden said Thursday that American citizens in Ukraine should leave now due to increasing concerns that Russian troops may soon invade the country. It should be noted, although a massive troop buildup by Russia is taking place, President Putin could be posturing for NATO concessions, or an invasion could take place. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Here are some of the details on a House Oversight Committee's concern on some of President Trump's memorabilia when he was president.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into reported violations of the Presidential Records Act by former President Trump after boxes of records were found in his Florida home of Mar-a-Lago. Committee Chair Democrat Carolyn Maloney said she was deeply concerned that records were not provided to the National Archives as directed by law. The archives are now asking the Justice Department to investigate the handling of those records. Former President Trump says the boxes contain letters, newspapers, magazines, and other memorabilia that he had hoped to display someday in his presidential library. He said he transferred those records to the archives willingly. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Happy Friday, my friend, as we enter Super Bowl weekend. We are USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Dr. Scott Bradley with me, ladies and gentlemen. FreedomsRisingSun.com is his website. And so I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, but I believe that in this war that we're having with the United States government, really the communist nation of China, global elites, if you will, is a battle. They're trying to take us to hard war. We're in a soft war right now, but they're doing what's called probing the enemy and using the Hegelian dialectic against us. Are you for the truckers? Of course you are. But when you say you're for the truckers now, they know who their enemy is. Right? The truckers represent freedom. The truckers represent have your own agency on vaccinations. The truckers represent the free market at the bottom. That's we the people. But at the top is the union in bed with government, ladies and gentlemen. And now it's international government. It's China and, it's Canada and the United States right now. The Department of Homeland Security, a Republican creation, an unconstitutional agency's warning of trouble. They're saying it could start this Sunday and affect the Super Bowl all the way through March 1. It could even affect the State of the Union address. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, so now you got this $8 million raised with GoFundMe, got shut down and returned. Now you got $8 million raised again for Freedom Convoy on Give, Send, Go. Now, I'm not saying Give, Send, Go is an enemy, but I am telling you this. The government right now is plumbing the landscape. They are literally leading on the enemy, that's us, to say, what is your wherewithal? How deep are your pockets? How serious is your commitment? Truckers, we're going to close all the bridges. Are you going to back down or are you going to riot? Or what are you going to do? Hey, we're going to make sure you don't have gas for your vehicles. So they stole gas, right? The government literally stole gas from the truckers. All right, now they're saying, hey, you raised $8 million, we shut you down. You raised $8 million again, we shut you down. They're plumbing how deep the resources and the commitment and the will of we the people are right now. Dr. Bradley.
Well, it's interesting to me that there should be this kind of pushback. I mean, just stop, take a deep breath, step back, and look at this. Is this an effort, as the many in the government, the Homeland Security people and everything, are attempting to make it sound like a violent overthrow of the nation? Or is it people that are saying, look, we're sick and tired. We are sick and tired of the unconstitutional direction that this country is going on. I mean, from presidential mandates that are now being overthrown in the courts to the governors and everybody else that's out there putting these things out that never, 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 never should have happened at all in any way. And they're building a kind of a frenzied cry about the risk we're in because of these insurrectionists. They put these really inflammatory terms on it, and they try and build a scenario that, Sam, you remember back in the 2008 presidential election, we were on the radio one time, and we were talking about the fusion centers between, you know, the federal, if you will, the general government and state and local governments in regards to police work. And they were identifying people that had Second Amendment bumper stickers on, had pro-life bumper stickers on, had pro-Ron Paul bumper stickers, had pro-Chuck Baldwin bumper stickers. And we made a live call on the radio to the Missouri Fusion Center. I don't know if you recall this or not, but we attempted to talk to people to say, what the heck are you thinking on this thing? And, of course, we got hung up on so many times, and they ultimately blocked their lines that we couldn't get back in. But the point of the matter is these fusion centers, in the last segment you mentioned the fact that the feds are saying we will work with our partners, the police agencies. There is no partnership constitutionally in terms of, you know, somehow the local governments become subservient to the general government and provide resources to them to, you know, come in and be the jackboots that are on the ground in local communities. I mean, this harkens back to the way, you know, the Gestapo and the SS operated things in Germany.
And that's why I call this a Hegelian dialectic psyop right now. They're probing the enemy. They're seeing how much we can take. Let me give you an example. Ottawa cops stole gas, lied to the press, and arrested people. Well, now they say judge orders Ottawa police to return all fuel they seized. Okay, what they're doing is they're saying, what would you do when we commit an assault against you? We steal all your gas. Are your diesel fuel? What are you going to do? We're going to close all the bridges. What are you going to do? You're going to raise money. We're going to steal it. Shut it down. Move to another. We're going to steal it. Shut it down. What are you going to do? This is starting to get harder and harder and harder as they probe and test the will of the truckers and the will of the people behind them. I understand the peaceful assembly attempt, but I'm telling you, I believe this will go all wrong.
Well, like I say, the people at the end of the pipe, us, they got to feed our families and to continue to go on with our lives, need to take some kind of preventative action that we can prepare ourselves with. And I think this is wise, whether you're preparing for a big tornado, hurricane, or a wildland fire, or an economic collapse, or a government that goes rogue on you. You should have a preparatory state that your mind is in all the time. In fact, I think now that I think about it, if I go back to 2012, this was in the run-up to the CSPOA event. I think it was in Las Vegas, if I recall correctly, early in 2012. Didn't PayPal seize a bunch of funds that had been put aside for that was going to be able to use for paying hotel rooms for guests and stuff like that?
Yes.
I mean, this has been going
absolutely
on for years.
Absolutely. And this is what I mean, but it's getting harder and harder, though. The dollar amounts are getting bigger. The just causes are being more pure. In other words, hey, it's legitimate cause for this, for this, for this, for this. And they shut it down. They're probing the enemy. They're seeing what we'll take, where we'll fold, and where we'll stand up. And if we stand up in enough numbers, if the word gets out via the new media taking center stage, and we back the truckers and this becomes a big issue, then they'll crack down all the harder. If, on the other hand, a few truckers kind of melt down and back away and go home, and then they'll say, hey, the people are soft enough to continue the soft tyranny. If the people push back too hard, it's going to go to hard war quickly. Why? Because the people are terrorists. That's why. Have to, don't you know? Those crazy, whacked out, vaccinating, avoiding terrorists are at it again. Okay, they're going to decide based on our reactions of where this is going to go. And we have let the government get above the people in such a secret combination to where I don't know if we can stop it at this point, Doctor.
Well, I guess I'm open to suggestions. I mean, I really do believe that the time is fast approaching where things could go really rough, but I think that I don't think you ever have tyranny back off when you capitulate. I think that they only tighten the noose.
Yeah, but what they do, though, at least in modern times, they tighten the noose, but they do it in soft ways. They've learned that they can gain more ground softly, peacefully, kindly, gently, purporting to protect us and whatever. They gain more ground doing it softly. That's what they've done. It's just a matter of how hard or soft we want the tyranny to come. You're right. Tyrannical thugs never back off.
No, there's...
But they'll go soft if we'll cooperate, and they can advance the ball, won't they?
See, here's the problem. If you say, okay, we're going to be, completely capitulating, we're going to be unwilling to even vocalize something, I suspect that it'll continue to march, and it may buy. That's the thing I have with some of the churches. They say, oh, we're going to continue to capitulate to government mandates and edicts, and we're going to obey any law that they create out of thin air that is not really a law because it wasn't constitutionally created. We're going to continue to do that so that we can continue to worship or whatever excuse they use. I don't believe that that you're going to see anybody say, oh, boy, we've got just the right amount of tyranny. I think you're going to find that it's going to continue to be exacerbated by the thugs that sit in those judgment seats over the nation, that they're going to play it out. I think the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA and everybody, I think they're just tuning up and warming up their actions that will ultimately be brought in. So the question is, I'd be interested in hearing a suggestion as to how it might be done so that we end up kind of defusing the tyranny at this point. I mean, because I don't see them backing off. I just don't.
They won't back off. I concur. The only question is how hard or how fast it will get to their agenda. In other words, they're taking us to a global governance. Communism is the tool. Socialism is the softer tool. They don't care which road you pick as long as you get there. They'll go soft as long as we allow them to, but if we force them to go hard in the paint, they'll do it because they're not going to let us win if they can help it. Now, we know they lose in the end because we're on God's side. Who? And in my opinion, that articulates the start of what we do about it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is serious business. I don't want to say it's over and that we've lost by any means, but I do want to articulate the situation we are in. That doesn't mean that I think we should back off. We should do just the opposite. We'll talk about it.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrat. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Scott Bradley with me. We're talking about this tyrannical agenda they've got. They're using the Hegelian dialectic against us on so many fronts. It is shocking, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, if you look at what they're doing to the truckers, who I believe are innocently doing their really best to push back, everybody's trying to find a way to ratchet down government and their overreach into our lives. Everyone's trying to stand against the deep state in their own way. Americans and people around the world are waking up in droves. The pandemic kicked it off. What they're trying to do is take it to a hard war against we the people. They want us to misbehave, misstep, so that they have excuses to crack down harder. So all the truckers need to do is allow it to get violent, or stand by while it goes violent, or be there while it goes violent. And that's where they want to take it if we let them. Can we remain peaceful is the question. Dr. Bradley wisely asks, ladies and gentlemen, how we deal with the secret spending of dark money. The deep state decries dark money, but then uses it against we, the people. And now they're shutting down our money. Anything we raise, they find a way to literally let it raise enough to see how much we can raise. And then they shut it down when it starts to slow down. They're going, that's the breaking point. Americans will put $8 million in. Oh, then Americans will move and put $8 million in. Okay, they're probing and understanding how hard we are, what we're willing to do. They steal the fuel of the truckers. They lie to the press. They literally arrest people. Then judge orders Ottawa police to return the seized fuel. All right, now, I bring all this up because then Dr. Bradley says, hey, what do we do, Sam? You know, I'm open to suggestion. And I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is all about God, family, and country. I submit to you that we, the people, need to repent and turn to our God. And if we do not, there is no good answer. All right, I'm going to say that one more time. We need to return to God Almighty and repent and keep his commandments. He's promised us blessings if we do, and if we don't, we lose the blessings, okay? This is a very simple, fundamental reality. We have got to, in the pride cycle, turn to humility and turn to God by repentance and keeping his commandments. If we don't do that, I don't care what else we do, nothing will work. Then on the family side of things, I think we prepare our families. You better have food storage by now, folks. You better be prepared, because if the trucker slowdowns turn into a blockade, turn into a you can't deliver product, your shelves are going to be empty, and you better be ready. The toilet paper will look like a child's game. The toilet paper shortage will be nothing compared to the food shortage, okay? And they'll blame it on the truckers. They'll blame it on the patriots. They'll blame it on the anti-vaxxers. They'll blame it on everybody but the truth, which is government intentionally provocateur creating this agenda. Right now, they'll basically shut down the Super Bowl, mess with your entertainment. They'll shut down the State of the Union address, suggest that it's insurrection. January 6th is continuing. Now they can't even give a proper State of the Union address because of the enemy, because of the terrorists, because of the people. So you got to turn to God. You got to turn to your family, and you got to focus and repent. You got to, as a family, harden yourselves and say, listen, what will we do? How can we live on less? How can we, if these difficulties came to a town near us or to our society, how do we respond? And I believe it's in the family sphere that God intends revelation to be realized and for solutions to problems to exist. It is by turning to God and repenting that we open the door and say, God, we're willing to hear thee. And as we hear God, we will know what actions to take. And it won't be the same for everybody, every family, every society, every city, every, you know, everybody's situations and circumstances and actions will need to be delivered by God to them. It'll be customized. Do you flee to the Rocky Mountains? Do you get food storage? Do you, you know, do you bunker down? What do you do? God can give you guidance, I submit. But he'll do it through the family unit, through a husband and wife where the father presides. That's what's going to happen. And then on a country level, I believe the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, along with the new media taking center stage, are the answers. Look, we're giving you this information via the news, media, taking center stage. You're able to hear what's going on and get a handle on this. The truckers are genuine. The effort is just. I'm not suggesting to back away. I am suggesting that you got to focus on this in a meaningful way. The truckers are doing a great job, but I'm telling you, they'll be hung out to dry if we're not very wise as serpents, harmless as doves, very conscientious about getting guidance from God. We will get caught in a snare. Beware and remember who told you first. They did it with January 6th. They did it with Charlottesville. Okay, they've done this, and every time it ratchets up more and longer and harder. This is on purpose. It is not an accident. All right. And so now on a country level, I believe the CSPOA can make a big difference because we can work with the sheriffs and the sheriffs can deputize people and truly keep the peace if they want to. Furthermore, we can deal with it with the media. You can turn to alternative sources to give you the really the skinny on the ground, the truth of it all and direction via the media. So it's God, family, country in that order. For solutions, Dr. Bradley, that would be my summary of a starting point for real solutions that can make a difference at every level. What you're doing with your God is individual. What you're doing with your family is the fundamental unit of society. What you're doing in government is using the peaceful solutions we still have left, which are becoming less and less, very few. But we still have them. The Constitution is not dead. The checks and balances are real. Local government has authority and has a place. And it's up to us to make sure that we don't get tempted into violence, tempted into things which will be used against us wrongfully. There is an art form to solutions and protection led by God Almighty. And it's up to us as individuals and families to tap into that. Your thoughts?
It occurs to me that your use of the term Hegelian dialectic is perhaps a term that some of your listeners are not, you know, familiar with or in their daily usage. And I might point out that it's a process of where there's contradictory positions taken between opposing sides, okay? So they give you two false alternatives that really are not the good solution. I mean, I look at some of our educational processes that say, would you rather be hanged or shot or stabbed or dragged to death behind a truck? And the answer is none of the above. And so they have false alternatives that are presented. And that's kind of where we are in the world today. They've kind of captured the argument with these contradictory, seemingly contradictory, but they're bad outcomes no matter what. These bad outcomes are proposed basically is the only way, they're the only solutions that are out there, and we end up having a bad outcome because we've only got bad choices. The real choice is to return to the foundation. Let's return to, you know, God, family, country, as you say in your monologue there. But the fact of the matter is, these things worked in the beginning. These things were the foundation upon which this whole entire nation was built. These issues of separation of powers, checks and balances, delegated authority, all of those things are fundamental to a restoration. Now, you inferred this a little bit, but our local control of our local police is essential. Building a relationship with your local policing agencies, relationships with, you know, your pastors and religious leaders, obviously relationships in families. The point of the matter is that we have a foundational approach. We have a pathway, if you will. And I've told this story a number of times. I won't go into any great detail, but at age six, I got lost. And my first impression was to run, and I did that. I followed that impression. It didn't make it any better. I tell people, you know, running through the briars and the brambles and the creek and the deadfall and the boulders, skinning your shins up, it doesn't get you any better on your lost. The first thing you do is you sit down and look at your back trail. Keep your head. Don't panic. And you know, at age six, I didn't know this. And I only made things worse. And what is happening today when we have these false philosophical, contradictory, opposing sides that really aren't good answers, the real foundational truths still exist. We have.
And let me stop you there, Doctor, and say, hey, back down, do nothing like the churches. Get along, go along, you know, consort, you know, deal with the enemy, back down. That won't do any good, as you wisely point out. The tyrannical thugs never stop. So back down is not a good idea. Go hard in the paint like the truckers. Take them on like the bikers. Let's get it done in their face. Let's, you know, control cities and let's. Well, that isn't the answer either. Both are the problem. What you've got to turn to is God. What you've got to do is get revelation for you and your family. And then what you've got to do is use the peaceful solutions that good, honest people have put together that already exist. Like returning to the checks and balances of the Constitution. Like insisting that they obey or we remove them. Like using the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association to literally have law enforcement locally involved and controlled and assert their jurisdictional authorities. Like good people returning to preserve the nation via Dr. Bradley's book and the solutions therein. These are the answers, but neither of them are being pushed in the mainstream. It takes a Sam Bushman and Dr. Bradley to point them out, sir.
That's what I say. There may be, if you will, a crash course, and that sounds like it's a hard thing. But we offer, I mean, with our webinars and our educational processes and our discussions on the radio, an opportunity for people to start picking up the pieces and start something that should have been going on for generations, but in recent generations, certainly from my generation forward, we have ignored the back trail. We have been creating a false narrative about the approach. The general government has no power in your local service. Look at the Third Amendment. You don't have troops living among us. But what they've tried to do is militarize and buy off the local police through grants and gifts of federal funding and so on. We need to start to. It's way too late to put it off anymore. We've got to start understanding the pathway back. And I don't know if this month it'll come to a head. I kind of suspect it won't actually. It'll probably get worse. But the fact of the matter is, unless and until the people are wise enough to go back to the back trail that made us this wonderful, amazing nation right from the very beginning, it's going to continue to get worse because we'll continue to look at these false answers that are being operated and offered by those in power today, and they are false. They will not work.
And don't get me wrong. I don't mean to abandon the truckers. I think they mean well. I'm just telling you that if they're not very careful, they will be lured into a trap which will be used against them, just like January 6th, just like Charlottesville. Okay, we see this pattern over and over. And yes, you have a God-given right to peacefully assemble. Yes, you have a God-given right for your redress of grievance. No doubt about it. But I'm telling you, they're using these tools against you because we have let tyranny get so far above we the people that we can't count on our cops to have a peaceful assembly. We can't count on the courts to give us a redress of grievance. So we're going to have to turn to God, family, and then the proper ways to work with country to make a difference. We better be wise and careful, or we are going to end up meaning well, but being trapped by Satan himself, leading those who hate liberty into tyranny. It's a serious issue, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm standing on the wall providing a warning, not because I want to abandon or anything, anybody, but I don't want people to get in trouble, and I want people to realize what we're up against. Dr. Bradley, thank you for your time, sir.
You bet. Glad to be here.
Dr. Scott Bradley, ladies and gentlemen, to preserve the nation is collegiate series with incredible guidance on solutions, all available at freedomsrisingsun.com. And for Dr. Bradley and Sam Bushman, we declare this nation shall endure. We win in the end. God save the Republic.